Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. If you have not yet, we had Kamal Saleem on VFN TV, and you can watch his entire interview on at VFNTV.com. But just a great guy. He's just a beautiful guy. But when you understand his story, and I was reading, and this is a fact fiction book that he and General Boykin put together, retired General Boykin put together. It's called The Coalition. And so what you have is, and this is a great way to tell a story nowadays, is to take, you know, all the facts that you have and, you know, paint in the fiction to help you carry the facts to their fruition type thing. And so I read this book, and you gotta read this book. I'm reading, you know, and so it talks about these characters, and obviously these characters you're reading about is they're a fiction name, but it's a story about Kamal Saleem, who was a jihadist that now is a Christian, but it talks from the time that he was a child and, you know, coming up, and then it has another particular guy, you know, Omar is the character for Saleem. And Kamal, and you have Blake is the character for, you know, General Boykin. Mm-hmm. So you're hearing, you know, these two young boys raised up and how they converge. It's the final battle plan. When you listen to the generals of that fought the war in Afghanistan, they said, you know, we migrated through thought patterns till we finally had to ask the question. This is what we fought. The final conclusion was, we need to first understand what these folks are fighting for. I mean, they never crossed their mind to understand the culture, understand what's going on.
The ideology, what's behind all this.
You know, and part of healing me is understanding me.
That's right.
And so if you want to understand, and you think about it, you have this general coming from a child, and you have this young Arab, young Lebanese man coming up, and this one is not in the military yet, and this one's not a jihadist yet, but you watch how they come together and how they collide. I mean, they're like mortal enemies because as a jihadist, they're like, you know, kill the Americans, kill the Americans, you know, they call, quote, the great Satan and that type of thing. And then you have, you know, the general of America going, save America and protect them from the radical jihadists. And then it talks about, and I don't want to give the book away, but you got to get it. Wow. I mean, it's because we're hearing all these prophetic words, and you know, we're seeing what's going on, but God's got people in his family that are so wise, and they've been trained up. Mm. And of course, Kamal Saleem is one of them. General Boykin's one of them. You know, Rick Joyner and a lot of people that are just intelligent and have know-how. But it takes you 5 years into the future. And, you know, works your way to that. And where we're going to have to, and base, this is just fiction, but it kind of makes sense for some of the prophecies that we've been hearing, is that the Western way of life is going to have to be stood up for, or it's going to be gone.
Wow.
The Western way of life and the whole world, or at least people in the whole world, based on the story, are standing up and they're saying, you know, if America goes dark, the world is going to be in utter darkness. Because I think about, you know, when you think about, we had Apostle Isaiah on Kadir when he was talking about, you know, America needs to stand, or the South African pastor that was talking about, you know, we need America to stand. If America goes out for all the good and the things, America, it's going to be really, really bad. And so it's not just about America. It's about this attack on God and on the kingdom. I mean, Paul talks about it and David talked about it. And in Acts, when the church was birthed, they talked about it. They said, you know, why do kings make war against God? Why do people plot and plan? Why did Herod meet to make a war against God? And it's never stopped. You know, people who are going after their kingdoms, that's what they do. But this, I mean, when you want to begin to put the prophetic story together, it's called The Coalition, a novel by retired General Jerry Boykin and Kamal Saleem. And you can see the book here. Maybe they'll have an image of it up right there. And it is a fiction, but there's facts in here as well. And it tells the story. And one thing I think about, I mean, when I first was reading about Kamal, and of course Omar is his character, I just had to stop. Mm. I just had to stop. Because, listen, if you're living in America, period, I don't care who you are, where you are, if you're living in America, we don't know the life that Omar went through, that Kamal went through. I mean, the pain and the twistedness and the rejection and the false twisted, you know, Islamic radical jihadists, you know, this is what they're teaching. Just so you want to know, when you see a woman stand up and support, you know, Islam and jihad, his mother was teaching him that that the teachings of Islam, mm-hmm. that women have half the size of a brain as a man.
Oh, wow.
That they're only here to serve men, period. And they're expendable. They're only half a man. That's what it said. They're only half a man.
Wow.
But yeah, his mother was teaching him these things. Everything came good? His mother was teaching him these things. And he's like, all of a sudden, he's thinking, Ma, what about you?
Right.
You know, if dad gets 72 virgins, you know, as he tells his dad, what about Ma? Does Ma get 72 virgin men? You know, and all of a sudden he thinks that was, and it's like, what is going on? We should, the women are being oppressed
right.
in that. And when you see a leader, a female leader in America, stand up and support radical Islam and use it as a tool against a nation, that is the oppression of women. Mm. It's a terrible thing. And anyway, you find out about this. So I just had to pause and stopped. And just had to think, you know, I just had to soak on that because I didn't want to let that go. I wanted to know. And, you know, I think personally, you know, some of you that have walked these walls, I'm thinking like, you know, I don't know if I'm even worthy to be in your presence. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they hear most Americans complain about anchovies on their pizza. Yeah, they're having to work an extra hour or they can't, the air conditioner's not working. It's pathetic. And I just thank God for Christian men like, you know, Kamal Saleem and for General Boykin and what they're going. You've got to get this book. I'm telling you, we'll talk more about it. As a matter of fact, this is them being interviewed right here on The Blaze. You've got to see this and talk about the book.
Well, Jerry Boykin and Kamal Saleem discuss the rise of militant Islam and what happens when the government fails to protect its citizens. General Boykin and Kamal Saleem, join me now. Guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Kamal, I'll start with you. Take me through your story, because it's an amazing story, and it leads to an incredible novel that you guys have put together.
I was indoctrinated at home by my mom, recruited at the mosque, neighborhood mosque, in Lebanon by the Muslim Brotherhood. Joined at 7 years old, the rank of the PLO. And from there, I went to civilization jihad throughout the history, you know, my history for 20 years. Mm. And then I was sent to America when the Saudis sent me to the United States of America for still jihad to infiltrate the United States of America.
Wow. And, I mean, it's an amazing story and certainly sets an amazing foundation for this novel. General, how did you guys come up with an idea to present this information this way? Because you're really taking real things that are happening in the world and presenting it in a way that people can digest easily.
Yeah, it's important to remember, Stu, that Kamal and I were on opposite sides. Kamal and I were enemies. We would have killed each other had we had a chance for about a 20-year period there. Mm-hmm. And but we both wrote an autobiography. We had the same literary agent who one day decided that this would make a very good novel if the two of us would now come together and try to explain in a realistic way the dangers of radical Islam, and that's what we've done.
And we've seen the rise, obviously, of ISIS most recently, but groups all across the world trying to implement this sort of ideology. And, you know, you saw it firsthand. When people in America who, you know, man, they see these videos on the news, people training on, you know, in the desert, but they don't understand the real impact and the brainwashing that goes on at a really young age. How do you explain that to them?
Well, the thing is, radical Islam today in our world here in the United States of America, we have several million Muslims, and even it's happening here in our neighborhood, where the mosque taking moderate Muslim and radicalize them and turn them to be military, even to the point that some of them are joining ISIS in a fight, leaving the United States to join. And this is not a fight that, you know, all of a sudden happened because America was mean to the Muslim or because of our policies. This is, we've been taught about this from our infancy, is to establish Islamic civilization, one nation under Allah, the God of Islam.
So, General, what do you do about ISIS? You have this situation where I think that the president is doing, he's trying to do something. He says he's going over, he's, you know, he's doing some targeted bombings, he's doing something. There's I think, a rising, to some degree, libertarian strain that's saying, eh, hands off, this never works out for, well for us. And then there's the other position of, we need to go in even harder. At this point, what do you actually do with these guys?
When the president unveiled his strategy, in the second sentence he said, ISIS is not Islam. That would tell you that this is not a serious strategy. So what we are doing is not based on any reality check. What do we do? First of all, we arm the Kurds. They are our friends, and they will fight. Arm them directly. Secondly, we put a robust intelligence program in there to support them. Thirdly, we put boots on the ground. I said boots on the ground. We put in special operations people. I'm not talking about infantry divisions. Put them on the ground there and let them help with the Kurds, train, equip, cadre the Kurds, identify targets, laze those targets. And then finally, we meet the needs of the refugees, which are the Yazidis as well as the Christians that are being brutalized in there, and we start to turn the tide that way.
Because you point out that we're not even admitting what the problem is, essentially.
Right.
We won't even focus that radicalized Islam is the center of this. And I feel like we are, you know, a country that spends a lot of time in a self-induced sort of haze. The torture report that came out yesterday identifies 13 enhanced interrogation techniques, which a lot of people are just saying is torture. And I look through these, and I don't. Maybe I'm the meanest person in the world. I don't know. Maybe I'm awful. But things like attention grasp, the interrogator grabs the detainee by the collar with two hands and pulls him closer in. That's torture now? I mean, wouldn't the people who trained you, Kumar, laugh at that? Laugh at that as a torture technique. That's the least of what they would do.
We were taught from when I was 7 years old how to commit suicide mission and how to kill other people, either kill or be killed, how to really kill somebody in 5 minutes, you know, just like. And so we were trained to take heads off. I mean, we saw what happened in Oklahoma City more. Yeah. This man, when he sat on this woman's chest, she's over 50, when she did not convert, he took her head off. You know, these are the kind of things that we need to look at our enemy. And this is only in the United States. Overseas, they will not mess around with you. They will take you out in a heartbeat.
Yeah. General, I mean, look, this list. I mean, having people stand, they don't get to sleep as long as they want to. Nudity. Is this torture? Are these the things that we should be punishing ourselves over?
Stu, let me say that I think that this report came from a bunch of sanctimonious hypocrites.
All right.
This is not torture. I'll tell you what's torture. Torture is what we've done to the veterans at the VA hospitals. Torture is what we've done by having the IRS go after conservative groups. You want to talk about torture? The students that go through the survival school in the Army, Navy, and Air Force go through far worse things than what's mentioned in this report. This is not torture, but how many lives were saved and how many people were brought into Guantanamo or into custody as a result of the information that came out of these techniques. This is not torture. I respect John McCain deeply because of the price he paid, but I disagree with him. This is not torture.
Kamal Saleem and General Jerry Boykin, the book is called The Coalition. You want a great thriller that's going to, you know, paint the picture of things that are really going on in the world. This is a great thing to pick up, and you can get it at bookstores everywhere.
Amazon, any bookstore anywhere, or you can go to our websites, Coom Ministries, K-O-O-M-E, or Kingdom Warriors Ministries.
I'm telling you, this book, just like you're seeing them talk about, it's going to enlighten you. It carries you. It reads like a very interesting novel, but the sad thing about it is, there's so much truth in here, you can't help but think, oh my goodness. The Coalition, a novel by retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin and Kamal Saleem. You've got to get it. In this, you know, of course, it is a fiction, but it's fact. It's a faction book, one of those mm-hmm. this great book. And when you're reading them, it just carries you, you know, the same way some just exciting novel would. But the thing that starts hitting you all of a sudden, going, "This is real," and so you have to stop. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not all real. I mean, it's 5 years in the future again, mm-hmm. and it starts and then carries you 5 years in the future. But the concept that they begin to talk about begins to help you build a vision for, you know, wow, you know, this can happen, and we cannot lose the Western way of life. It can be sustained, which would be very impacting. But they talk about in here too, the Coalition, a novel, is, you can find out more details on the Torch about it, is that it's after the current administration, because you're 5 years down the road, but they're still trying to recover from the things that took place during these 8 years. Because in the book they're talking about, the president during that time in this fiction book, in this novel, that he thought that Islam was a friend and that you can partner with Islam, and that fueled this whole worldwide caliphate crazy thing that was going on in this book, The Coalition. You got to get it. Just a powerful read, and it's a good way to understand all this prophecy that's taking place. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.